Practice Test 1, page 4. Can mindfulness reduce stress? In recent years, students in demanding academic programs have reported increasing levels of stress. Medical students in particular often face long study hours and limited time for rest. As a result, many experience anxiety, sleep difficulties, and trouble concentrating. To manage these challenges, a method called mindfulness has gained popularity. This technique teaches people to focus on the present moment and stay aware of their thoughts and feelings, and it has been shown to help reduce stress. According to psychology professor Dr. Michael Turner, students who regularly practice mindfulness often feel calmer and perform better in both academic and clinical settings. Although mindfulness has roots in ancient Buddhist traditions, it began gaining scientific attention in the West in the 1980s. One well-known program that teaches mindfulness is called Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction, MBSR. This 8-week course involves group sessions, daily meditation, and breathing exercises. It teaches participants to observe their thoughts and emotions without reacting to them. The goal is not to eliminate stress completely, but to develop a healthier response to it. One recent study conducted by Claire J. Stocker and Jasmine Heath Hearn explored the effects of mindfulness on medical students. In the experiment, participants answered questions about their mindfulness habits and provided saliva samples to measure levels of cortisol, a hormone linked to stress. The findings were significant. Students who regularly practiced mindfulness reported feeling more focused and less anxious before exams. Their cortisol levels were also lower, suggesting that mindfulness has a physical effect as well. In addition, these students performed better academically. It didn't just help students feel better, it also improved their results, says Dr. Turner. We can see that mindfulness had an emotional and physical impact on the students. Despite these positive outcomes, not all students or academic programs find it easy to include mindfulness in their schedules. The main difficulty is consistency, says Dr. Turner. Mindfulness only works if people practice regularly. For students with busy schedules, finding time to do mindfulness exercises or attend classes can be difficult. In some cases, schools also lack the trained staff or resources to offer proper mindfulness programs. In order for these programs to have a profound impact, school administrators need to make them a priority, says Dr. Turner. Still, as more evidence supports the benefits of mindfulness for students, schools and universities are beginning to adopt it more widely. Some have added short mindfulness exercises to the school day or offer workshops for students and teachers. These efforts have shown promising results, including improved concentration and increased academic achievement. According to Turner, if mindfulness can help some of the most stressed and overworked students, it may be worth exploring for others as well. In fact, researchers are now looking at how mindfulness could be used as a tool to control stress not only in education, but in other sectors, such as businesses and hospitals.